The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I am Ian McCann. This week, Red Red Wine. When the British reggae band UB40 released an album of covers in 1983 called Labour of Love, it revitalised their career, delivering 4 hit singles. The biggest of these was Red Red Wine. The group had been known for giving 1970s Jamaican reggae a British update, as well as for their loosely political lyrics. Abandoning the latter for the time being, their album Labour of Love served a dual purpose. The band wanted to acknowledge the origins of their sound, since credibility is everything in reggae, and Jamaica's musical history was packed with little-known songs with commercial potential. The album's success delighted the writers of the songs, and it brought some of them their first substantial payday. However, when it came to Red Red Wine, UB40's knowledge of musical history let them down. They assumed that the song was penned by an unknown Jamaican singer. The group's toaster, Astro, claimed, "Even when we saw the writing credit, which said N. Diamond, we thought it was a Jamaican artist called Negus Diamond." But the song's publishing royalties did not reach a struggling ghetto resident. It was not written by a Negus Diamond, but by a Neil. The singer Neil Diamond had recorded Red Red Wine in 1967 for his second album, Just For You. Business was slow for the jobbing songwriter back then, and he had time to help out in his father-in-law's haberdashery shop, where things were also slack, allowing him to write songs while he worked. One of these songs was Red Red Wine, which Diamond envisaged as a maudlin country ballad about drinking to forget. Once his career took off, thanks to composing several smashes for the group The Monkees, Diamond enjoyed a couple of hits in his own right before he fell out with his record label, Bang. Once Diamond had moved on, Bang added backing vocals and strings to Red Red Wine and made it a small hit in the US.
I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong.
Minor success seemed to be the limit for Red Red Wine. In 1968, the British soul singer Jimmy James made an orchestrated version which scraped into the UK top 40.
Stay close to me. Don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart.
And in 1970, Vic Dana, who was a protege of Sammy Davis Jr., took a middle-of-the-road cover of Red Red Wine to number 72 in the US charts. He sounded like an anemic Roy Orbison.
All I can do, I've done, but memories won't go.
But it was another small hit, a version of Red Red Wine by the Jamaican singer Tony Tribe in 1969 that changed the song's direction. Red Red Wine was Tony Tribe's first record, and he was such an unknown that the label credited it to Tony Tribe. It was recorded in the UK, and its jerky ska rhythm was anachronistic even then. But somehow it worked, reinventing the song as a reggae ditty. British skinheads, who were obsessed with reggae at the time, bought it heavily, and the record reached number 46 in the UK. But while his version pointed to the song's promising future, sadly, its singer did not have one. As his second single was being released, Tribe was killed in a car crash. Red Red Wine languished during the 1970s, though the country balladeer Roy Drewski covered it in the style Diamond had intended. Then came UB40's revival of the song in 1983. It spent 3 weeks at number one in the UK, and 5 years later topped the US chart. It has since been regarded as a reggae song, as Elan's dancehall cut from 2001 makes clear.
I may say, come back to me. Holy bugger, wanna check me? I say, come back to me. Holy bugger, wanna check me? Girl look good, I think her look fine. Although she just play with me.
Even Neil Diamond performed Red Red Wine on stage in a Jamaican style, complete with an approximation of the toast delivered by UB40's rapper, Astro.
Make me feel so fine. Hear it on the radio all of the time. Even if the words seem to turn around wrong, I don't care, cause they're playing my song.
In time for Christmas 2016, UB40 squeezed one last drop from the song when the group began marketing their own brand of red wine.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.